Atamari Etefano, or kia ora, whenever you are listening to this, welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. Ko te kahu kura buentana hou, and I am your podcast host. If you've been here before, you know I like to just dive straight into it. I hate long intros. You guys came here for one purpose, and that purpose is to learn what thriving financially, what will require of you this year. So if you're listening to this at the start of this new year, or honestly at any point, I want you to pause for a moment, because this episode, it's not about doing more. It's about becoming different. This year, a lot of people are focused on how to make more money, how to save more, how to fix their finances. But thriving financially doesn't start with a spreadsheet. It starts with what you're willing to require of yourself. So today, I want to talk about what thriving financially will actually ask of you this year. Not in a harsh way, but in a grounded, honest, and empowering way. Part one. Thriving requires honesty. Thriving financially is going to require radical honesty of yourself. Not shame, not self-judgment, just truth. Truth about where your money is actually going. The habits that you've normalized. The things you avoid looking at because they make you feel uncomfortable. A lot of us will say things like, I just need more money. I just need to earn more. But often the real issue is that we don't have systems, there's no clarity, and there's no boundaries. Now, I'm talking about this through pure lived experience of being in this exact position. Thriving starts when you stop guessing and you start looking. My life changed when I was honest about the habits that I had that were creating the life I didn't want to live. And instead of blaming other people, I had to take radical responsibility for the things that I was doing to lead me to the position I was in. There is so much whakamā, there is so much weight on yourself to do better, to fix these bad habits, to overcome the obstacles you've faced. And when you're feeling this shame, this whakamā, this weight that's holding you down, that's not going to help you, because that is pain. That is a low vibe energy. That is not, I'm taking responsibility. That's like, I'm just messed up, and that's just how life is, you know? And I want to normalize this. I want to normalize that when you've been doing habits and behaving, thinking, spending in a way that doesn't support your dream life, your dream reality, it's hard. It's not easy to look at yourself in the mirror and to go, my life is the way it is because of me. Not because of the things other people have done to put me in this position. Not because of the system. Not because of all of these things external of me. Because of my habits. And I just want to support you to release this shame. This shame that maybe you haven't made the right decisions. And I want to anchor you into self-love and self-forgiveness for doing the absolute best that you could do with the resources that you had, with the knowledge that you've got, because you've done amazing to get to this point. But this point isn't about shaming yourself. It's about accepting that these habits, these systems have led you to where you are. And now it's your job to change this, because you've clicked on this episode for a reason. You're not happy about how things are going right now, and you want to change. And that all starts with honesty about the habits, the systems, the mindset, the boundaries that you have right now that are not supporting the life that you want. And I know when you're in this position, it's hard. I've been there before so many times. And it sucks, because it's like, I can't even blame anyone. I can't even blame anyone else for this. I did this. But when you get to the point where you're not shaming yourself, you're not judging yourself, you're just accepting that you've made the decisions you've made based on the knowledge and the resources you've had, but now you're ready for change. Now, thriving requires responsibility, not self-blame. Part two. Let me be really clear here. Responsibility is not the same as blame. You can acknowledge that you weren't taught this. You didn't grow up with safety. You were in survival mode. Maybe just as I have, you've experienced trauma. Maybe you've got mental health challenges, just as I've got, but you can still decide, I'm responsible for what happens next. My life is, you know, my reality is a result of the habits, the mindset, the thoughts, the company that I keep. And I'm going to decide right here, and I'm going to help you to decide this too, that you are responsible for what happens next. Thriving financially will require you to stop outsourcing your power to luck, to the economy, to other people, to the government, to any person, anything that is external of you, because I can promise you now that when you do this, your life is going to get better. Not today, not tomorrow, not the next day, but over time, when you start behaving like your reality is a direct reflection of the habits, the thoughts, the mindset that you have, things will start changing. Not all at once, not perfectly, just consistently. Results come after the action. So many people are waiting for motivation. You're not going to get it. You're not going to start off motivated. That's why so many people start New Year's resolutions and by January the 3rd, they're done. Because you actually have to commit to showing up every single day, aha kua te aha, no matter what. Nothing perfect, just consistency. Part 3. Thriving requires boundaries. This one is huge. Thriving financially is going to require your boundaries with your spending, with your people, the people you surround yourself by, your expectations of yourself, of the world, with your own impulses, your, you know, thinking that a tough day means that it's okay to use retail therapy. These types of things. Sometimes this means saying no to things that maybe you can afford, but you know isn't going to help you get to your goals. Sometimes it means pausing before rescuing others financially. And I know so many of us go through this. Choosing long-term peace over short-term relief. It's all about delaying gratification. You can instantly gratify today in a small way. As an example, it might be buying takeaways. Say you have a habit of spending $20 every single day going to buy takeaways. It's an easy thing to do. You pick it up. You've got this habit. Tastes good. You know what to expect every single time. Cooking at home, hoha. Got to do dishes. Got to do all of this kind of stuff. But long term, that $20 a day could be invested. It could be put towards some of your goals. Those things that you tell yourself you can't afford when really you could, if you had more boundaries with yourself about where you're not spending your money anymore, because you've got a limited amount of money. You know, money is abundant. There is so much money out there, but you right now, you've got a limited amount. You've got whatever you've got in your account, right? And so it's your job to create boundaries around where you use that putia. What are the things you're investing in? And I talk about this in my book. I talk about things like vaping, things like drugs, things like food, things like nice clothes. I consider those things to be investments. Now, hear me out. I don't mean as in you're going to make money off those things. What I mean is you're investing into an outcome. You're investing into poor health. You're investing into instant gratification. You're investing into those things. And when you invest in those things, that's what you're going to get. But if you start changing your habits and you start investing in real things that are actually going to help you in life, say, for example, getting a gym membership or getting a coach or investing into shares or, you know, buying a property, whatever those things are, you've got the option of where you're spending that money. And when you fully realize this, that's when change happens. Boundaries is not about restriction. It's about protection. It's about self-devotion. It's about choosing what you want to sacrifice, because sacrificing for what you want, or you're gonna, sorry, I so butchered that. You can sacrifice for what you want, or what you want will be the sacrifice. I'm just going to say this again because I butchered it the first time. Sacrifice for what you want, or what you want will be the sacrifice. Every boundary you set is a vote for the version of you who wants stability, ease, options, wealth, all of those things. Number four, thriving requires patience. This part isn't sexy, but let's just be real. Thriving financially is going to require patience. I 100% do not believe in getting rich overnight, getting rich quick. You know, all of those types of things. They just aren't it. And if we look at so many of our community, I think so many people believe in this. And that's why so many people buy lotto tickets. Even though the stats literally show that if you win lotto, you're not likely to be able to hold and maintain that. That's why there's so many people who win lotto and become broke in their life, because they did not learn through patience, through showing up, through boundaries, through consistency, through learning what it takes to build wealth. And so when they just get handed it, they don't know how to look after it. And I'm not saying this is for absolutely everyone who wins lotto, but if you go and read some stats, it's quite actually sad that so many poor people will win lotto and they will become poor again in their lifetime. Because they haven't put in the work to create that. They didn't go through the patience. They didn't go through delaying gratification. They didn't go through all of these things. You're going to have to be patient. Not because you're slow, but because real progress compounds quietly. It takes time. Saving money is boring. You know, I put up this post on social media not long ago, and I'm actually just going to find it because I think it's a cool thing. And I said, I want to be boring in 2026, and I want to have, you know, other people be boring with me. And it was, be boring in 2026. Get your steps in, follow your money plan, read more, delay gratification, prioritize and take action, invest your money, build aligned relationships. Now, there are so many comments of people saying, I want to be boring with you too. And it's like, amazing. I love this because thriving requires patience, and sometimes that's boring. Investing, it can feel uneventful. You're investing your money, you know, and you could go and pay for that concert you want to go to. You could buy the new shoes. You could go and get your nails done. You could do all of these different things, but you're choosing to invest in your future as opposed to instantly gratifying. And that's just, it's kind of boring, you know, in the moment. It's boring. I also put up this other post on social media about taking my little Mazda Demio to the dump, and I had filled up the car and it had all of this green waste in it. And I joked saying that, you know, it's on days like this that I'm like, I could just buy a Hilux, you know? And it's like, building financial comfort doesn't come with fireworks. It means living below your means and experiencing that and navigating that and, you know, putting in the work so that you can actually build the life that you want, because it's not free. Sacrifice is the price. You know, what actually being patient does, over time, you're going to become less anxious. Fewer emergencies are going to pop up. You're going to have more options. Actually, just speaking on that, you know how it's like literally when you have no money that those emergencies pop up? You know, I've been there before. It's not until you've literally got nothing and then that emergency pops up. It's funny how now that I actually have savings for emergencies, I haven't had an emergency literally like since I saved my safety net of 6 months. I haven't had an emergency. And it's funny how that happens, right? Like, when you're least prepared, life is going to throw an obstacle in your way so that you can learn a lesson. And it's our job to learn those lessons, because I genuinely believe that the same lessons are going to consistently show up in your life until you learn your lesson. The same things are going to show up in your life over and over again until you learn your lesson. I so believe in the universe, and I believe in intention. Oh my gosh, can I even speak English? I actually, do you know what would be so funny is to count how many times I've said that in this podcast, because I always do it. But intentionality around what you're doing is so important. And it gives you more options. You know, being patient, it's going to give you more options. You're going to have better quality sleep. And that kind of thriving is super powerful, because when you're well rested, when you have less anxiety, fewer emergencies are happening in your life, you've got more options, you've got more finances. How peaceful does that sound? Because you can actually start building as opposed to just surviving. You can start thriving. You can start, you know, your cup is overflowing because there's just so much there. Number five, thriving requires a shift in identity. This is the deepest part. Thriving financially will require you to stop seeing yourself as someone who is bad with money, someone who is always behind, someone who just can't get ahead, and start practicing this new identity. Someone who plans, someone who checks in, someone who keeps promises to themselves. Now, I was actually in this coaching call this morning and my coach gave me this really helpful tool and it's called a self-trust tank. So I'm in the process of rebuilding a lot of self-trust because in 2025, I really lost myself. It was a really hard year for me emotionally, physically, had a lot of health challenges, and I'm really just getting back into looking after myself physically and healing from grief. And so one of the things that I'm going to start doing is a self-trust tank. And what this is I'm listing every single day the positive things that I'm doing to rebuild this self-trust. Going to the gym, eating good food, you know, networking, all of the different things. It could be, you know, for your finances, which is something that I've got a lot of self-trust with because I've got so much evidence that I am someone who looks after my pūtea. So what I would do with your finances is I would create a self-trust tank. If you're someone who doesn't have much evidence that you can keep promises to yourself, as an example, this could be you saved your 6-month safety net and you haven't touched it. Or it could be you saved $1,000 and you haven't touched it. It could be you restrained from buying takeaways. It could be you restrained from, you know, any of the bad habits that you have when it comes to money. And you're going to build so much evidence in this self-trust tank that you are someone who does what you said you were going to do. You don't become financially comfortable once everything is perfect. You become financially comfortable when you start showing up like someone who expects things to improve because you're actually putting in the work. You know, it's like if you could 100% say that you were spending your money, earning your money, utilizing your money in the absolute best way you can, you're gonna make headway. It's like the universe isn't gonna pick on you and go, nah, I can see you doing all this work, but I'm not gonna help you out, you know? It's like if you're putting in the work 100%, like you can hand on heart say, every single dollar that's come into your account, you have used it in a positive way. You have invested in yourself. You have invested in the life that you're building. You have practiced restraint when it comes to spending on things that aren't helping you move forward. If you can 100% hand on heart say that and you're still not getting results after a long amount of time, I'd be like, well, there's obviously something not happening here. But if you're 100% doing it, there will be growth. There will be changes. And I actually just want to share an example of this. When I first started my whole water journey, and it's like, you know, I've been trying so hard. I've been doing, you know, I've been exercising every day and I just can't see any results. And it's like, well, girl, did you see like all of the food that you were eating when, you know, that wasn't on your meal plan? It's like, let's just have a reality check and be like, well, if I was actually putting in the work consistently, showing up, learning the things I needed to learn, spending my money in an aligned way, it's just a given. Results are going to show up over time. Not tonight, not after one day of doing it, but after consistently showing up with no results over time, you're going to create results in your life. Number six, what is this year actually asking of you? If you take nothing else from this episode, take this. This year isn't asking you to be perfect. It's not asking you to just miraculously change your whole entire life. It's asking you to be consistent. It's asking you to be honest with yourself. It's asking you to stay in the conversation with your money, even when it's uncomfortable. Thriving financially does not require you to hustle harder. It requires you to care differently about what you already have. If this episode resonated for you, I want you to reflect on this question. what would change if I treated my financial well-being as something worth protecting this year? And if you want support with that, whether that's learning the foundations, building confidence, or creating a plan that actually fits your life, there are literally over 100 episodes here. Scroll down and find one that works for you. If this episode helped in any way, I would be so grateful if you could share this on your story or if you could share this to someone who wants to move from surviving to thriving. I am on a journey of creating 30 podcast episodes across January because my New Year's goal is to exponentially grow this podcast. I want this to be one of the top podcasts available. I want to have video episodes. I want to have all of the things. I'm actually in the process of creating a podcast studio, which I'm so excited for, so that we can create video episodes, which are just going to look so bomb, so amazing. Anyways, I'm putting in all of this mahi to create this, to make this happen, and I would be so grateful if you supported this podcast by sharing it on your story or sharing it to a friend who you think needs to hear this. I will be back with you all tomorrow for a new podcast episode. If you have any questions and any podcast requests, please send me a message. I love getting your guys' messages. I love hearing from you guys. I love connecting with you guys. So if you guys have a question, if you have a podcast request, send me a DM and I will literally record a podcast episode about it. That's just how this podcast goes. I love supporting you guys. I love being able to help you guys. That is why I do this. It fills my cup up so much when what I do, what I create, ends up helping you. So if there's a question you have, please don't be shy. Please send me a message. I would love to hear from you. That is us for today, e te whānau. I will chat to you all again tomorrow. Ka kite.